First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now it looks like a little bit.
Sounds like an educated woman to me. She sounds brilliant here.
Over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy. Because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side.
You got to be kidding me, bro. Y'all know she does not sound like
getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
So I got a couple questions, man. Why is it that black people accept this? It's okay to dumb down yourself when speaking to black people. Y'all gonna cheer for that. I'm not I want black men and women to succeed in politics, but this right here is a smack in the face to black people. I'm not really understanding why this has to happen. And y'all don't care. Y'all gonna go for it. Oh, black, oh yeah, vote. Y'all gotta start calling these people out because people feel like they can just get the black vote easily if they pander to you. And why does pandering to black people consist of not enunciating, not saying words correctly, and talking like you don't have a private school education? Let's go down the list. We got high school. She went to a Catholic all-girls school. Guess what? Those tend to be some of the top schools in the city. So let's keep it going. Undergraduate. Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration from Rhodes. Pretty brilliant girl. Let's see. What else she got for college? She graduated in 2003. Dang, I didn't even know she was that old. Law school. Legal education. Texas Southern University. Wow. This is a smart woman. She got her JD from University of Houston. This is a smart woman. She's brilliant. Why does she have to talk like that? One, what example are you setting for other young black girls that this is how they have to act? You don't see any other race of people acting like this and switching up their tone for people in politics. This is crazy, man. Jasmine, you got to get it together. And I don't care. You call me a coon. I hate black people because I have a higher standard for folks. Why can't we go up there and represent ourselves well? Why do we have to do this? Let's look at it again.
Well, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now it looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I was.
And it's not like she's, you know, changing up her voice, trying to sound white. She still sounds like a black woman. She just sounds like an intelligent black woman.
I'll be running for Congress.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy. Because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many.
Why you guys sound like auntie?
What?
Why you got to do that? It doesn't make me trust you anymore. I know a lot of black people are gonna be like, yeah, well, you know, she sound like us, look like us. Yeah, absolutely. But and this right here, this is just my opinion. Let's think about it. We have some corrupt black politicians out here. I'm holding a lot of them accountable. Some of these governors and mayors, I'm holding a lot of them accountable on this channel. But when you get people like this, this is how you sneak in some bullshit. You sneak in some things, some executive orders. You sneak in some things that are corrupt. People don't see it, but because you're black, this is going to blind some of the bullshit that you do. And this is the vibe she's giving me. It's not the first time some black politicians have done that, but we just gotta stay tuned.
On that side, I getting divorced.
That side, you got a whole JD. That side, that's not how you talk. You went to private school your whole life. That's not how you talk.
That's because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers.
Sleeping with their co-workers, not their co-workers, they co-workers. Come on, Jasmine.
Interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
Yeah, this is a disgrace, man. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Why can't we get some people in there? It's like, you know, we'll get like Wes Moore in there and Brandon Johnson. These guys, they articulate well. They're intelligent. They're smart. But they always doing some bullshit. So you get a guy who can articulate, he doing some BS. Or you get someone like this who tries to switch sides. Why can't we just get a regular black person in there who's not doing some BS behind the scenes, who can articulate themselves well, who's a great representation for the community? Not that these people aren't, because I truly think they are. Jasmine Crockett, Wes Moore, Brandon Johnson. I think they're great. But just some of the stuff that when you peel a layer back, I can't rock with it. And this isn't to say that there aren't, you know, corrupt white people or corrupt people of other races in politics. But hey, look, I'm a black man. I got black skin. Most of my family black. Most of my clients black. I'm around black people all the time. And I just want more of us to start peeping these things. And I don't like how they dangle a carrot to the black community and we just fall for it. I'm not a fan of that at all. We got some intelligent black folks out here, and we got some black folks that want the best for the country and best for the community. It's nothing wrong with that. This right here, I don't think that's the best for our community, and it is what it is. And you know, I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know, I gotta go. Listen, if you like that video, why don't you go ahead and smash that like button, follow my social media, see Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, where you're watching right now. And listen, Less Bunches More Crunches, cop you a shirt. LessBunchesMoreCrunches.com, or you can get a shirt directly here off the YouTube video. And listen, appreciate y'all, love y'all, and I'm gonna catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here.